When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what are the benefits of going no contact with a narcissist or toxic person? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. What is going on, beautiful folks? Happy Wednesday, March 13th. What is up? So, what are the benefits of going no contact? I know people always talk about, you know, going no contact with a narcissist and how this, the, you know, just this the only way out of a relationship. That's the only thing you can do. I get it, you know, but very rarely do you hear people talk about the actual reasons why you need to go no contact, and the actual benefits of doing so, because there are benefits of doing so. It's kind of like, you know, there's benefits of taking medicine when you get sick. There's benefits of eating apples and oranges, you know, eating healthy. There's benefits to it and whatnot. So there's benefits to going no contact with your narcissistic partner or parent or friend, whatever role they play in your life. There is a benefit of going no contact with that person. And one of the main benefits is it helps you heal. It absolutely is the narcissistic robot needs to reset. Talking too fast. Reset it, reboot it. So the shortest distance between two different points is a straight line, right? No contact is that straight line. Going no contact is absolutely that straight line that a lot of people face. I mean, a lot of people like don't understand. It's hard to heal when you're still talking to the person every single day. It just is. Especially if you have no other reason to talk to the person other than you just love the person. Like if you don't have kids, if you don't have any business dealings, if you don't have any property, if you don't have any leases, if you don't have any, like whatever it is, if you don't have any other connection other than this relationship, it's a lot harder. It's a lot easier to go no contact. It just makes sense. It's a lot easier to cut the tie to go no contact, because no contact can help you heal. It's hard to get over a person if you're talking to that person every single day about your feelings about the person, how the relationship went wrong, or how you can get back together later on, or trying to be friends and whatnot through it. No, it is hard as hell to do that right there, y'all. It is absolutely hard as hell to just get over somebody that you're still in love with, that you talk to every single day, you know. It is very difficult. It's a very hard thing to do when you're trying to do that right there. So no contact can help you heal faster. Now it's tough. I know the anxiety builds up. What if they reach out to me? What if they've changed? You have to be ready to go no contact. You have to be understanding that this is it right here. You know, I have other videos to go more in depth into the process of going no contact, but you have to be ready to go no contact. You have to understand that this probably will be the last time you talk to the person. The last time you, maybe not the last time you hear from them, but the last time that you initiate any type of contact. So you have to be ready to do that. So in order to go no contact, you got to be ready to block them everywhere. Universal blocking. Universal block. Just like a universal remote. Universal block. You got to universally block them everywhere. Social media, your phone, your email, mutual friends that you don't really talk to, mutual acquaintances. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to do that, because it helps you heal not talking to the same person every single day. You know, it just does. There's other things that you can do. Write in your journal. Go for a walk. go to the gym, whatever it is, you know, eat some ice cream. Whatever. Don't go crazy on eating ice cream. But like, you know, if you feel like you need to eat some ice cream, eat a little bit, but not too much. Just in that space right there. But you don't want to eat your feelings because they can take you to a whole different place. You know, you want to make sure you're eating, but you don't want to eat your feelings because they can take you to a whole different place of depression and whatnot. But yeah, you have to. It helps you heal faster, y'all. It just does. You know what I mean? It helps you heal faster than talking to the person every single day. You know, another benefit of going no contact is the fact it just shows you how strong you are. And a lot of people don't talk about that right there. You know I was going with it, did you? You know I was going. It shows you resolve. It's proof that you can do it. You know, it's absolute proof that you can go no contact. It's proof that you don't need this person. It's evidence that you don't need this person in your life. That you survived your life before this person. Now, let's say it was your parent. It's different if it's your parent, of course. If you survive before you got into this relationship. You've been in other relationships that you survived and got out of. You can get out of this one as well. You can make it out of this relationship as well. You can get out of this relationship. There's proof that you don't need this person. There's proof. You already have proof that there is survival after this relationship. It's evidence of how strong you are. It's evidence of how much resolve you have for yourself. It's evidence of how much you love yourself. It's evidence. You know? It's evidence. It just is. It shows you. It's proof that you can, how strong you are. But I don't think people understand how difficult it is to sever an emotional tie. The physical tie is hard too, but severing that emotional and physical tie, woo, it is difficult. It is difficult. And I'm not trying to make it seem like it's easy. That's what I'm just saying. I'm outright saying that it is difficult. You know? So you have to be able to have, this is showing you how strong you are, that you have this resolve right here. It really is. It's showing you that you right there. Well, my shirt says it. Showing you how resilient you are. You know, that's the self-love brand. I love me. It's showing you just how resilient you are. It's showing you proof, right? It's evidence, you know? It is. You know what I mean? Another benefit is you get the freedom that comes with it, y'all. Yes, it's tough. It takes a while to get to this feeling of freedom, but you get there. This feeling of freedom you can do what you want to do pretty much. It's like you get released from prison, right? No contact means you get to live life on your terms and not worry about where this person is at. Not worry about reaching out to this person or letting this person know where you are at. You know, you don't have to let this person know where you are. You don't have to let this person know where you are right now. You can do what you want to do. It's the ability, going no contact gives you the ability to live life on your terms and not worry about somebody else. Not worried about walking on eggshells or living within somebody else's boundaries or living within somebody else's walls and whatnot. You don't have to worry about that when you successfully go no contact. You know, it's a whole different process, but you get there. Y'all be strong as hell. You just don't be realizing it. But that no contact feeling of freedom, it's different. It's a different feeling when you go no contact and you get out. Like I said, when the pain subsides and the anxiety goes down a little bit, when you realize that you can go do what you want to do, that you're no longer bound to someone else like that, it sets you free. It has that feeling of freedom right there. You're like, damn, I can do what I want to do today. You know, you don't have to go to sleep at night wondering what type of person, wondering if they're coming home, wondering what time they're going to be there. You know, wondering where they are at 3 a.m. when their phone is off. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You know? It gives you the ability to live life on your terms and not have to worry about that. Just be worried about, even if they do come home that night, what type of person is coming home. Are they going to be drunk? Or they have been drinking? Or they have been cheating? Are they going to be angry as hell? Are they going to be giving you the silent treatment? You know, can you even ask a question about where they are or where they've been? There's so many different possibilities that exist right here within this space. You know, there's so many different possibilities. It really is. So that's what I tell people. There's a very interesting dynamic that goes on into play here, where so many people, you know, when you're moving forward with your strength, you get to feel that freedom. You're free. No contact is freedom. You know, it's the ability to live life on your terms. Like you get to, you know, you get to do this type of stuff without somebody else telling you what to do. The rules have changed. You know, it's like I said, it's like getting the key to your jail cell. And they're like, hey, you got parole. Yeah, just like being paroled. Hey, somebody posted your bond, you're out. You're out, hey, Hammock, somebody posted your bond, you're out of here. I'm like, oh, I'm free? Yeah, you're free. You with no contact. You know me. But no contact, I said, this is the last thing I say about the last benefit, y'all. It allows other people to come back into your life as well. When you go no contact and you're healing from a narcissistic person, it allows relationships that might have been struggling, like your friends and your own family members, your other family members, if it's your parent or your other, you know, your friends and people like that, you get to recultivate those relationships. You know, you get to rebuild some relationships that might have struggled while you were in that toxic relationship dynamic. You might get to go pursue the job that you wanted to pursue. You get to pursue the life that you wanted to pursue. Go back to school, get that degree, focus on me. You know, there's so many different things that you get to do in this space because you decided to go no contact and remain strong have that unwavering strength and whatnot. That's the power of no contact right there, y'all. You get to damn near do what you want to do. You get to talk to your parents. You get to, you know, you don't have to worry about holidays being ruined. You know, that you don't have to worry about the holidays being ruined, your birthday being ruined. You know, I know it's different. It's always going to be different, y'all, if you have kids. But still going low contact can still allow you the ability to experience a lot of these things as well. Only talking about the kids. You know, only talk about the kids. Only talk about parenting and co-parenting or parallel parenting, whatever you're doing right there. You know, it still gives you some of those similar benefits. But not, you know, going no contact. It's always, you know, low contact, no contact, whatever you can go. There's so many different benefits to it. Like I said, no more, you know, you get worried, but you get to travel the world where you want to travel. You get to do what you want to do, but on your own terms. No more bad birthdays. No more getting a shoe. No more getting a shoe rack for Christmas. No more, you know, or broom set, or haircutting clip kit. Whatever you didn't want. No more not getting those things that you didn't want. Anyway, y'all, I appreciate y'all being here. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Make sure you check out my mini course. It's getting good reviews so far. I'm so thankful for everybody who's taking my mini course, Understanding the 7 Stages of a Toxic Relationship. Links in the description of every video and podcast I do. Apple Music people, Spotify people, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Please, please, please. I appreciate everybody who left me a good review on the podcast on Apple. But there's been some people who decided to go leave bad reviews, y'all. Like, people don't even listen to my profile. Don't even listen to the podcast. Go give it a 1-star review. Oh, it's a narcissist. That's why I'm doing this right here. Yeah, but look, somebody, the last reviews, all hat, no cattle. Lee talks a lot, but says nothing. What? Produced by Narc. Need we say more? Nope, move on. Those are the last two reviews. Those are 1-star reviews with people who don't really understand the platform. But the last 5-star review, I appreciate you, Portland Podcast said, I stumbled upon Lee's leading clarity in my past relationship. He is authentic, real, hilarious, and gives me the most genuine understanding of what I've been going through. Appreciate y'all who left the good reviews. These are those 1-stars. I'm like, come on now. I appreciate y'all anyway, y'all. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.